today we're going to talk about the renewing of the mind. You know, the Bible correctly says it this way. It says that you need to renew the spirit of your mind. It's the spirit of your mind. I tell you, people, some of us are saved, but our minds aren't saved. Some of us are on our way to glory, walking hallelujah, clapping our hands, but our minds are still in the gutter. Our minds aren't sanctified. But if we can get our minds into the realm where God wants to download into us, He'll change that stinking thinking. My God, do you know how come I keep calling it stinking thinking? Because I wrestle with my mind continuously. The battle is of the mind. Do you know great people have wrote great books on the mind? But I'm here to tell you that you've got the key. God has given us keys to the kingdom. And one of the ways to renew the mind is to start to read the Word of God. Very practical. Start reading His Word. His Word will wash you and wash your mind.
Yeah, when we agree with what God says about us, and we confess the scriptures over our life, and we come into agreement, that's how we renew the mind, brethren. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." And, you know, Vic, it's funny. There are psychiatrists and psychiatrists literally capitalizing on a $1 billion industry that are physicians of the mind. And there are also Christians that battle in between their two ears, in their mind, thoughts that aren't God's thoughts. And, you know, Jeremiah 29:11, "For God has plans for us, a hope and a future, an expected end." So we've got to learn to think the way God thinks about us.
You know, people write me emails and they ask me questions. So I had one brother recently ask me about a television evangelist. And he told me that the evangelist is this and that. In the letter, he started to write all the stuff that he found out on whatever source that he got. And he sent me all the articles and I read it. And I said, "Brother, that's not where God wants us to dwell." Come on now, people. I know I'm speaking to somebody. God doesn't want us to dwell in the land of judging, my brothers and sisters. I've got a million scriptures for that, but I'll give you one. It says, "Who are you to judge another man's servant?" My God, we have no right judging each other. We can judge the world all day long, the way, but when it comes to my brother and sister, if they're crying out about Christ, I've got to learn to keep my mind stayed upon Him. That'll keep my thoughts perfect. I've got to learn, listen to this, to look for the treasure that's in my brother. And guess what? When you read an article about somebody that's not written by the church, the person that wrote the article wrote it, and he's under the dominion of the devil. Now he's writing about the man of God. We have no rights to put our ear there. And I tell you, I had my ear there for a long time. And I tell you something, it got me in a lot of trouble listening to the negative. But I've learned, as God has come through Apostle Anthony D'Onofrio and other men of God that have come and taken me out of the muck and mire and said, "Wait a minute, brother. My God, get rid of that critical thinking. Get rid of that stinking mind stuff." I tell you today, we've got the power in us to release you, me and Brother Rob, to release your mind back into the power and anointing of God.
Yeah, when the Bible talks about the mind, Vic, it really talks about the soul realm, that our soul or our mind needs to connect with the spirit man and the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Why? "That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And the will of God cannot find us till we're in position mentally in the soul realm, in the way we think, because if we were to get the will of God or obtain it, we probably would lose it, because in Proverbs it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you can't see yourself successful, if you can't see yourself driving a new car, or you can't see your business flourishing, or a successful marriage, or a successful ministry, or your kids serving God, and that's the thing, brethren, before we can have something, we have got to first see it. Before we can obtain something, we can know that it belongs to us, not because of what we are, but because of who we are. You know, we are really King's kids. You know, Jesus is the King of Kings, but the Bible does really say we are kings and priests, so there really is an inheritance for us. So it's not in striving that we obtain these things, but it's because of who we are that we're sons and daughters of God.
You know, some of us were born into negativity. I don't know, you know, I could probably be a little more personable here, but I'm going to hold that back. But I want to just say, some of us have just been born with negativity. We always seen the glass half empty. We always seen when the phone would ring in the middle of the night, oh my God, something must have happened to one of my kids. We were born into that. It's part of our iniquity. But I want to say this, when Christ comes in and starts to give you the other side, you'll never see that stinking thinking again. I tell you, Christ will come in. His ways are not our ways. You know, the Bible says it's better to give than receive. Think about it. We are always brought up that we want to receive. We don't talk, but my God, everything is contrary. That's why we need to renew our minds with the mind of Christ. We need to think the thoughts that God thinks. That's why when people call me or write me an email, what do you think about this prophet? What do you think? And then I write back an answer. And then they write back, well, I don't agree. Then I have an expression. To some people, no answer is possible. To others, no answer is able to be wrought. I tell you, people, we need to understand that we hear from God. There are leadership on this island that hear from God. So I don't just write you back and say, hey, this is the answer. I heard from God. Now it's your job to go and get your mind in tune with His mind, and I promise you, you'll come out with the correct mind.
Actually, it says in the Bible where God says, my ways are higher, my thoughts are higher. And, you know, one of the things that started to get renewed in my mind as I started to hang out with Vic is Vic would teach me, Robbie, we serve a big God and a small devil. And that started to get into my spirit, because before you can have something, you have got to have the faith to contain it. Now, let me just try and instruct the people how to get there. In Ephesians 5, verse 22, it says to put off the old man, to get rid of the old way. And, you know, Vic, this really is a process. You know, it's Christian under construction. And then in verse 23, it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God. You know, Vic, the Bible does not really have a lot to say about the old man, because when we are in Christ, all things have become new, but we've got to walk out our salvation with trembling and fear. Being a Christian is a process, and we've got to continually stay on guard, because later on in Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about the helmet of salvation. Well, let me ask you people, what is the helmet guarding? It's guarding your mind. In Psalms 23, I believe, the Bible says God anoints our head with oil. And the sheep would be anointed with oil, brethren, because the sheep would get what's called parasites that would enter in through the ear gate. So we've got to anoint the ear gate, the eye gate, and the mouth gate. We've got to anoint what we hear, what we see, and what we speak.
And if we would start doing that, I tell you, we would take from Montauk to Manhattan a lot quicker. You see, Jesus said something interesting. When they seen him, I believe it's in Amos, they said, Lord, where did you get these wounds? He says, I got them in the den of my friends. My God, what they did to Christ is because their mind was not renewed. They didn't keep up with the cloud by day and the fire by night. Those Old Testament Jewish people that came into the New Testament didn't understand, couldn't fathom the thought that this was the Christ. They couldn't fathom that Jesus was going to be born of Mary. Now let's bring it down personal. I was a businessman for years. And now all of a sudden, God's given me a great prophetic unction, given me a great ability to preach the gospel. But do you know what people still say? Oh, he's the businessman. He's the businessman. So I went to God. I said, Lord, why do I have to go through that? He says, Vic, keep bringing it back to the book and renewing your mind. He said, didn't I go through that? He says, I was the carpenter's son. I built sheds. I did this. I did that. He said, don't you think when I started to raise people from the dead, there were people in the multitudes? He says, wait a minute. This guy just built my shed last week. He put the roof on my house. Now he's claiming to be God. My God, people, understand. I want to say it again. You got to keep up with the cloud by day and the fire by night. You've got to follow Jesus Christ in the spirit realm, not after the flesh. You need to blind yourself in the natural so that you can see in the spirit. Let me say that again. You need to blind yourself in the natural so that you can see in the spirit.
Yeah, it's almost like when we were in Central Park recently, Vic, there's these horse and carriage rides, and the horses have these guards, so they can't necessarily see to the right or the left, but their eyes are fixed forward. Paul said, my eyes are gazed towards the prize of Christ. Let's tell the people what to think on, because in Joshua it says, if you meditate on God's word day and night, you will be prosperous and have good success. Now, in Philippians 4:8, and we'll close with this. We got about 3 minutes left. It says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue and anything praiseworthy, it says, meditate on these things, or another translation says, think on these things. So this is Evangelist Rob Wood just closing, and we're believing 2010 is not going to be a good year for the body of Christ. It's going to be a great year.